Second, I got a problem.
You got a problem? Sure, Tony. What is it?
Well, I'm at the crossroads of my life, and I'm a little scared.
Yeah?
I mean, it's really eating at me, and you're standing here with this goofy grin on your face.
I'm grinning?
Yeah, you have been ever since I came in here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't aware of it. I'll stop. Did I stop yet?
Would you have a great date last night, Alex?
Or what? No, no, no. Better than that. I won 1,300 bucks on yesterday's football game.
Are you kidding?
No. Oh, you guys in that gambling thing. It's disgusting.
But I want it all from Louis.
How many games did you win?
All of them.
Louis lost every game?
Every single one.
Man, you know, losing every game is a new garage record.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I never thought anything would make me feel sorry for Louis. And I was right.
But why did you make such a big bet?
No, it wasn't me. He insisted. He'd been losing a lot to me lately, so he wanted to catch on.
Can I have your attention? Louis says that if anybody laughs at or ridicules him when he comes in, they're fired. Is that understood?
Yeah, all right. That's understood. Yeah.
Are you sure you understand?
Yeah, we understand.
They understand, Louis.
You all like Ignatowski? Shut up, or he's a cocker spaniel. No brains, no pain.
Come on, pay up.
Well, I got a better idea, Regan. Let's go double or nothing on tonight's game. You win, I owe you $2,600.
No.
Come on, you gotta.
Why have I gotta?
Because it's the code.
What code?
Guys. It's a guy's code. I mean, it's what guys do. I mean, it's, come on, Riga, let's be guys. I mean, come on, let's be animals or something. Let's be guys. No one about guys. Don't you want to be guys? It's the guy's code.
If it means that much to you, I'll go double or nothing with you on tonight's game.
No, Alex, don't do this. Get your money now.
Well, listen to her. She's not guys. All right. Okay, thanks. All right, who do you want?
Well, the way you've been going lately, I'd be crazy not to let you pick.
Me? Okay. All right, fine, I'll pick. I'll take Oakland.
Fine.
What do you mean, fine? Forget it, Riga. You got Oakland, I'm taking Houston.
Okay, you got Houston.
Oh, you'd love me to take Houston. Well, think again. I got Oakland.
Okay, you got Oakland.
Do I look like that big a sap to you? I want Houston and Oakland. I can't do that. Oi! What?
Pick!
Houston!
Cage!
Cage!
Hot! 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 Hot!
Yeah,
Alex, can we talk now?
Oh, yeah, Tony, I'm sorry. Come on. What's up?
Alex, I think I finally found something in my life to take the place of boxing.
Oh, that's great, Tony. What is it?
Managing. Gee, I found this great heavyweight down at my gym.
You think this guy's really good, huh?
Alex, I think this guy could go all the way. Huh? I mean, he won a bronze medal at the Olympics. He would have won a gold, except he lost a split decision to some Cuban. Commie judges.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think if I could talk this guy into going pro, and if I could talk him into letting me manage him, well, I think this guy just needs the right guy to bring him along.
Hey, wait a minute, now you get me excited. But wait a minute, you said there was a problem. Now, what's that problem?
I'm having lunch with him today at Mario's, see, and I'm kind of scared. Because I'd feel real bad if he didn't respect me enough to say yes. I mean, maybe I ain't got what it takes. Maybe I ain't good enough.
Oh, now, Tony, listen to me.
What?
That's silly.
Silly? Okay. Thanks a lot, Alex.
You bet.
Oh! Real important luncheon, see? I'm trying to impress somebody. So, would you try and treat me like a big shot?
Sure.
Okay, and make the place look a little classier, will you?
And would you like me to go home and wash my hair?
I don't think there's time for that, Tom. Hey, Terry, over here.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
All right.
Nice to see you. Sit down,
hey,
sit down.
Thanks.
There you go. A little closer? Hey, Tommy, we're ready to start eating.
Well, right away, Mr. Banta.
I hope you don't mind I ordered for us. Meatball sandwiches all right with you?
Hey, yeah, I like meatball sandwiches.
I knew it.
Hey. Thanks for the Mr. Banta.
And here's the phone you always have on your table when you eat here.
Nice touch.
Wow, all right.
Did you hear that joke you were telling at the gym the other day?
No.
The one about the sailor and the parrot?
No.
Well, there's this sailor who's got this parrot.
Oh, that one!
Parrot!
Yeah, it's good, huh?
Yeah.
Excuse me a minute.
Sure thing.
Bantha Management? Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got it. Yeah, okay. Bye-bye. Well, who was it? Hey, it was personal. But, hey, Tommy, do me a favor. Send a giant mushroom pizza over to my friend Pantuso on me.
Hey, man. You're good on the phone.
Yeah, hey, this is fun, you know? It's good to get out with a friend. I mean, somebody you like and respect.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind going into business with.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, son. The reason I asked you this is, you know, this is about going to pool. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. You're a better dream, huh? You think I'm good enough?
Yeah.
I know how effective you, son. I can do a long way. What do you mean, in the right side of the house, I don't do a long way? What are you talking about? Don't feel better, fair enough. But I would like to marry you. We're gonna kill, bro. We're gonna kill.
You got it, man. Mm. It's you and me, huh?
Oh, what, baby?
But, I gotta go.
Hey, I'm getting the table in the room.
It's gotta come.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna manage him, huh?
Oh, yeah, Tommy. Just hope he can fight better than he talks.
And I win, Riga. Three more points. You hear that, Elaine? Three more points. Go Houston, Iggy.
Oh, come on.
No. Don't go to Houston. All right. It's an onside kick. They recover. Houston's ball in Oakland territory. The dream is ours.
I told you not to let him off the hook.
Don't worry, Elaine. There's less than a minute to go. You want another beer, Jim?
No, Alex. I don't think he should have any more.
Oh, I know exactly when to stop.
When?
When the pretzels start dancing. When they all start dancing. The foxtrot. I'm through.
Hello. What's this?
Hi, Elaka. Sorry, Sir Jeff.
Well, quite all right, Tommy. Set me up with a pint, would you? Oh, that's a good fellow. Could we change the station on the telly, please? Masterpiece Theatre is beginning an adaptation of The Moon in Sixpence. Need I say more?
Louis watching a football game.
I'm sure he won't object once he's under the spell of Mr. Morn. Oh, Alastair, I'm mad for your tailor.
How about this, Alastair?
I consider this a breach of good taste.
Go back to merry old Nutland.
I pity you. There's still such a thing as a strong letter to the Times, you know.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Elaine, Alex, and Jim, this is my fighter, Terry Carver, the next heavyweight champion of the world. And I'm his new manager.
Well, hi, Terry. You got a great manager there.
Yeah, well, Terry's one hell of a fighter. I'm just glad I could get him to turn pro.
Yeah, you know, my folks didn't want me to. I mean, they was afraid I might hurt my hands and wouldn't be able to do my other job.
Oh, what's that?
Construction.
Well, it's something to think about.
Hey, look, I gotta go, It was nice meeting all your pals, Tony.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see you.
Nice to meet you, Tara.
Hey, Tony, can I talk to you about something for a second?
Oh, sure. Excuse me, I gotta talk to my kid.
Look, I got a call today from this guy from some kind of syndicate. And he wants to talk to me. Something about buying.
A syndicate? Hey, you better stay away from guys like that. They're bad for boxing and they're bad for you. Yeah.
I told him I already got him at it.
All right, Terry, that's a way.
But he wants to talk to me anyway. I mean, just talk to me. Hey, I swear, Tony, you're my man. In fact, if you don't want me to talk to him, I won't.
I don't want you to talk to him.
I already said I would.
Oh.
Hey, let me just talk to him. Okay, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
Hey. Thanks, Tony.
See you later. Okay.
Nice.
All right, shut up, everybody. They're gonna kick. If they make this little 18-yard field goal, I win, Riga. I win. The ball is snapped. It's kicked. It's up in the air. And it's no good. It's no good. He missed it. It's wide left. My grandmother could have kicked it better than that dumb Romanian. He missed it, Riga. I just lost $2,600. My life is manure.
You feel terrible, don't you, boss?
Iggy, I never felt worse in my life.
Would you feel better if I gave you the money you just lost?
Of course I would.
Well, too bad. I don't have it. You pulled my ear, I pulled your leg.
Thank you.
say, just out of curiosity, you ever talk to them guys from the syndicate?
Oh, yeah. They took me to lunch.
Good lunch, huh? Where?
Some crummy place. Couldn't even afford menus. I mean, the guy came around and told you what you got to eat.
You're kidding me. So what'd you tell him?
I went for the veal.
No. I mean about signing up with them, Spread.
I told him the same thing I told you. I already got a manager, and I'm not interested.
McDice, Terry.
Anyway, they want to know if it's all right if they came to the fight tonight. I told them it's all right only if my manager say it's all right.
Well, I don't want them here. I
already got them tickets.
Well, that's okay, man. Let them see what they're missing out on.
10 minutes, guys.
Oh, hey, Terry, did you call your mom?
Oh, not yet.
Hey, let me see you. All right, now, go ahead. Go call her. Hey, Alex. Thanks for being Terry's second tonight. I appreciate it.
Oh, that's all right, Tony. It's like old times, like when I used to second for you.
It's only one difference. Terry's probably going to win.
Just when I was getting used to saying, give him air, give him air. Hey, Louie, you're not supposed to be here.
Yeah, Louie, get out of here. I don't want nobody screwing this up.
Come on.
What? Go easy here. Go easy. I'm not going to screw anything up. I just came here to wish you luck. Yeah, sure. Honest. Well, thanks, Lou. Well, how's it feel, Tone? Well, I mean, don't put me down for this, Louie, but, I don't know, all my life I had this feeling in the back of my mind that it wasn't supposed to happen for me. You know, like I was jinxed. Like I had an albacore hanging around my neck. But ever since Terry signed up with me, that feeling's been gone. All of a sudden, I feel like everything's right.
That's good enough for me. Double or nothing, Banta's kid goes down for the count.
Oh, so that's what this is all about, huh?
Come on.
I gotta bet you on this fight.
Come on, Riga.
Oh, no, I'm not betting.
Come on. I got $5,200 in cash, Riga. I got $2,400 here. I got $2,400 here. I got $100 here and $100 here and $200 in Chase Manhattan.
Cash, huh? I gotta warn you, Louie. Tony's kid is pretty good.
He is?
Yeah.
How long has Banta been training him?
A couple of weeks.
Please!
All right, Louie, I'm gonna take you up on this. You know why? Because you're gonna lose.
That's right, Louie.
And this time you're gonna pay up every dime, you understand?
Thanks.
Every dime.
Thanks. Thank you.
Come on, let's go get Terry ready.
All right, but before you go, can I offer a little locker room prayer?
Come on, Louie.
May the fighters fight fair. May no one be hurt. And may the best man win.
Well, that was very nice.
Yeah. They're gone, God. Let's talk bucks.
Okay, you fellas know the rules. I want you to shake hands, go to your corners, and when you hear the bell, come out fighting.
Okay, Terry. This is the start of something big for us. I can feel it. Go out there and get this guy. Get him. Get him. Get him, Terry. Get him.
Look there now. Jab. Use your left hand. Left hand. Jab. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're bad, man. You're bad. Get him now. Get him. Get him, man. Ooch. Don't say ooch. Get him. Jam. He looks bad. He looks bad. You're the king. He's got right now. Toya. 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 Toya.
You're right.
You're right.
Speak to Terry.
It's a syndicate.
Let them in. I'll handle those goons. Yeah. You're the syndicate?
Actually, we're a medical corporation looking for investments. My name is Dr. Fraser. I'm an ophthalmologist. This is Dr. Gilman, obstetrics. Dr. Baker, ears, nose, and throat. Dr. Stokely, internal medicine.
I specialize in diseases of the pancreas.
And this is Dr. Harden.
That was quite a knockout. I've never seen anybody go out like that, and I'm an anesthesiologist.
Terry, look. We don't want to take advantage of you. We're willing to split all your winnings 90-10 in your favor. All we want out of this arrangement is front row seats, a good tax break, and a chance to delude ourselves that we're part of the sports scene.
I don't know.
Terry, look, we're offering you a very good guaranteed wage, plus a full expense account, a rent-free apartment, all the best training, and all the best facilities. We want what's best for you, Terry.
Oh, see, it's not up to me anyway. It's up to my manager. Of course, now we ain't got no contract. But we did shake hands. We did shake hands, didn't we?
Just lots of times.
Tony, you tell me what to do.
I guess you gotta listen to him, Terry. I mean, it's starting to make sense. I mean, bread helps. With me, all it's going to be is a bunch of lousy hotels scrounging and scraping. You deserve better.
We don't want to leave you out in the cold either, Mr. Banta. We've talked it over, and we would like to buy Terry's contract from you.
Sure. You're talking about my future, man. You're talking about dreams. I mean, you're talking about the one chance I had in my life to be somebody. What price could you put on that?
How about $5,000?
That's plenty.
Pardon me. I have a debt to pay to this gentleman.
Oh, yeah, would you excuse us? Little business.
Take it and die! 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 Die, die, die! Die with festering boil! Die! Die! Die!
I'm sorry to interrupt.
You sure this is all right?
Terry, I think you made the right move. But listen, this means I get ringside seats to every one of your fights, including the title.
You got it, man.
All right, bro. Hey, you keep punching, baby.
All right. Hey.
Great fight. Great fight. All right. Yeah. What a guy. Oh, my God.
Oh, baby.
Tony, here we are standing here with $10,000 between us. Yeah. We ought to have the greatest meal of our life.
Yeah.
What do you want to eat?
How about Mario's?
Perfect.
Mr. Walters.